Good evening. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Just for statistical purpose only.
Graduate school. I have a master's degree.
Okay, thank you. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
I am not.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving forward. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, are you registered to vote in Columbus? I'm sorry. Are you registered to vote in Columbus? Or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I am.
You are. Okay. As you may know, ma'am, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come out that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably 50-50 or definitely not?
No, I will vote, and I already did vote.
Oh, you
I
did,
voted,
huh?
I voted early. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, moving forward. Now, you know, as we move forward, there will be a question that probably will not make sense to you because you already voted. But, you know, just for the sake of the research, if you can allow me to continue, because you're going to require 3 verbatim, okay, man? Thank you.
Okay.
Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on the scale from 0 to 10?
Very. Absolutely okay. Motivated.
So, 0 is not at all motivated, and 10 is extremely motivated. What number?
10, 15, 20,
I'm 10, okay.
Yeah,
10. And, yeah, you already voted, right? I appreciate your patience, believe me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, independent how you feel. If you don't,
okay.
Never heard of them or read don't recognize the name, just let me know. Okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, first one, Nick Bankstone from 0 to 10.
Never heard of him.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council in general, to the best of your knowledge?
Oh, I mean, I've heard of the Columbus City Council, of course, yes, but I've not heard of this person.
No, I understand, but that was the next question. How warm and favorable you feel towards the Columbus City Council?
Warm and favorable, sorry.
From 0 to 10.
5. Yeah, 5. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Mr. Luis Gill from 0 to 10 or never heard of it?
5.
Okay. And Andrew Ginter. Same question.
Oh, 2?
2, okay. And Shannon Harding from 0 to 10.
6.
Or never heard of it? 6. And Mr. Farhan Get from 0 to 10.
Pardon me.
Farhan Getty? I've heard of that. Ms. Farhan?
Yes.
What number should we give him?
8.
Oh, 8. Okay. And Nancy, they half hour from 0 to 10.
5.
Andrea Hood from 0 to 10.
I didn't hear the name.
Adrian Hood?
Never heard of them. 0.
Okay. And Joseph Moto from 0 to 10.
Yeah, 7.
Okay. And Emmanuel Rainey.
7.
7. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. And bear with me, okay, because I know you already voted, ma'am, but I really would love to hear your opinion. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Now, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council could go in a new direction. I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. First one or second
one? The first one. The first one.
Thank you. Now, and if the November, this is the one that probably won't make sense to you, but if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginter or Joseph Moore?
No. No, Joseph.
Mr. Moto. Okay.
Yep.
Moving forward. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Dakeauer or Louise Gill?
I would vote for Louise Gill.
Okay, Louise Gill. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Louis,
okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Moving forward. How certain are you that you will be voting for the Louise Gill for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat, not too, or not at all certain?
Very. I did.
Very. Thank you.
Yeah.
If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Rainey or and
I did.
And Hood?
No, I voted for Emmanuel. Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel. Thank you. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Emmanuel Rainey for the Columbus City Council? Very, somewhat? Not
very,
too
very.
Very, okay.
Very.
If November, I'm going to speed it up because this, you know. But we're going to move to a different topic, okay? I mean, thank you.
Okay. Yep.
I appreciate it. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Barhart Gate?
Well, I would probably vote for the second one because I'd never heard of Nick and I knew a little bit of the other, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for the sake of the research, can you just mention it for the recording? Mr. Farhan Katie or Nick
Mr.
Bankston?
Mr. Farhan. Yeah, Mr. Farhan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How certain are you that you will be voting for the Farhan Katie for the Columbus City Council? Very certain? Somewhat? Not too or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
So, okay. Thank you. And this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county adder estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements, at a collected rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, now which amounts to 270 for each $100,000 of the county adder's appraised value for a continuing period of time, now commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. Now, the question is, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure, ma'am?
Well, it's not a fair question for me because I'm not in that school district. I'm actually in Worthington. But if
right.
I was living in Columbus, I would not vote for it. The school district is failing. I'm a social worker. School district's failing miserably. So, no, I would not vote for it. Mm-mm, no.
Understood. And thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you sharing your opinion very much. And now, let's just finish this up, ma'am. In politics, do you consider yourself a Republican and Democrat or independent?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I'm independent.
Independent, thank you. And now, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
More toward the Democratic Party.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I am married, legally married,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, moving forward. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Nope.
Thank you. And from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
No, I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And last year, that was 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. $74,499.
About $200,000.
Okay. So $100,000 to $249,000, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, this concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time. It really has been a pleasure talking to you, man. Very kind of you, okay? Goodbye.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, man. Oh, shit.